Hello, everybody. Welcome to the house of Larry Lamonts, where you always will receive a double helping of justice and truth. Come on in. She's so glad to have you with us tonight. We're dealing with 911 on ABC that just went off, and I have to tell you, I was disappointed in it, as I always have been. We're going to get into that. I had to come back on tonight. Couldn't let it go. No, they want to play your boy that way. And matter of fact, I'll let you know the intrigue that my announcing that I was going to do this brought up. But first, we're going to do some preliminaries. I've been off for a few days. And like I said, I'm feeling chipper. I'm feeling okay. I don't need nobody but Jesus and for the rest of to leave me alone. Sheesh. But that's not the way it seems to be with some of these people here. They have worse problems than I have. But the preliminaries, of course, I announced that on Super Tuesday, I was going to come on after, and I did our program. I said that I was going to, after the State of the Union of President Biden, that I would come on afterwards and we would do a special, just like the Republican answer to it, which Katie Brett gave. But they went so long, and it would have been almost 12 o'clock almost before we signed on, so I decided not to sign on. That's to help everybody out to just forget it and call it a day, because I felt that they had strung us along. Now, two things. Super Tuesday. If you were very observant, you would remember Nikki Haley. Nikki Haley decided that she was going to suspend her campaign, not resign, not concede, but suspend it for the time being, meaning she plans to go all the way to the convention, as I said that she should have. But I also told you how the things I thought where she came up short. Well, she went from giving a press conference before to giving the official announcement, and everything that I said that she did wrong, she had corrected. Everything from I said that she needed to be on a stage with more American flags, a solid background that didn't match her clothing, and a nice a skirt, a dress, and so forth, she did all that. And for once, she looked presidential instead of looking like she was a PTA member. And sheesh. But that's the way your boy operates. I talked about how they looked. Almost every anchor male had a brand new suit on. They looked good. They look spiffy. I know how to, if I had the money, how to clean up, as the saying goes. It looked good. Sheesh. I had, as I said, tailor-made suits, Italian shoes, and so forth and so forth. Nobody could beat me. The rich folks coming at me, where did you get that suit? Could I ask you a question? Where did you get that sports jacket or that sweater or whatever? Because I always look good and smell good. So that showed with the proper people running her campaign, she probably could have done a hell of a lot better. Sheesh. Now in Gaza, people are getting sick and tired of being sick and tired. And now President Biden and the rest are telling Netanyahu, we're tired of your doo-doo. We told you what we expect of you, if you expect our money, and if you expect our weaponry, and if you expect our support. And Netanyahu thumbs his nose at because he thinks the Jews in America are so powerful that they run everything. And that's what people have been saying all the time, that they don't want to hear. But that's what this little guy wants everybody to think, so he can kill 70,000 people and say, whoops, Butterfingers, you know, didn't mean to do that. We know that you did intend to do that. And now it's becoming quite apparent you aren't intending to have a two-state entity in the area there of Israel and Palestine. You plan to, even if it's something called Palestine, to be in control of it, where it's still Jews running the show. So I'm not afraid of nobody, Jew, police, pappy, boss. I don't run for nobody. Do you hear me? It's like I was sick the other day. If that cop wanted to fight, we go fight. We're going to be two knuckle mother, son of a guns out there. He give me the dirty look, I give him it right back. You don't like me, I don't like you either. But the situation is that we got to deal with Netanyahu and Putin. Did you notice the other day, nobody spoke about it, but a foreign dignitary gave Putin a puppy, a dog, and held it by the scruff of the neck, grinning like a case. Putin, I never seen him move so fast to move and grab that puppy out of the arms of that man. And set it on the floor. Caress it and set it on the floor. He's killing babies and mothers and old people and people in hospitals and children in schools and old folks in nursing homes. He don't give a rat's behind. Said he just assassinated a leader because of opposition. One after another, he bumps off. But a puppy, he runs in the grab because he don't want to look bad with the man holding it by the scruff of the neck. Now, nobody caught that but Larry Lamont. That's the same thing that happened with Lyndon Johnson with his beagles, when he was holding the beagles up by the ears, saying, well, they're used to it. I'm just playing with them. It was worldwide condemnation of animal cruelty. But nobody thinks that it's animal cruelty, what this man did. Nobody mentioned it. But Putin thinks more of his reputation more than he does the puppy. He didn't give a rat's behind about that puppy. He may have kicked it afterwards. You almost cost me a lot of press. I don't know why I brought you anyway. Now I got to feed you for so and so many years, or so and so many months. He passed away in his sleep. Little Vladimir going to tell you. But these are the things that's been going on. I won't go over all of the preliminaries that I should have gone over. But I tell you, in a state address, Biden didn't cover near the amount of topics that he should have, if he's pleased with the State of the Union. And the answer to that by the Republicans, Senator Kathy Brett, she reminded me of the Stedford Wives. And I just had to say that with the setting she was in and her speech pattern and all that. Everybody's talking about it and making fun of it. And it is kind of funny. But to think that that young woman is a United States Senator. She's in the upper house. And you don't probably should have even made it to the lower house. No less being one of the top politicians in the state of Alabama. I just heard that Mitch McConnell is at people for making statements about the Jews and so forth, and the condolences because he lost his sister-in-law, I believe, in a car accident. Former Secretary of Transportation, sister. And we here give our condolences to the family, as we always do, because the death of anybody diminishes us. I know when I go in, it's going to be a lot of partying and yapping and yelling, but that's not me. I heard that 911. I stopped watching that show years ago now. You know, we critiqued it almost weekly. That and Bob Hart Apichola. And I wouldn't gave it a second thought, but now it's gone from Fox Television to ABC. And you have to ask yourself the question, why would you drop a hit show with one of the most powerful actresses, Angela Bassett, in it, if the show was a moneymaker? The thing is that Fox had in their mind that they were going to cancel the show well over a year before it was done. So ABC heard about it and said, well, we'll buy it. And I think ABC bought it not so much because of the contents of it being such a great award-winning show with Angela Bassett and Peter Krause playing a married couple now. Angela Bassett, I hear, I would take it, he called her tonight a detective, a sergeant, and he on the fire department. I don't know if he's still a fireman or what. I don't watch the show any longer. But the things that I have seen change, that I haven't seen one black woman or one black person question. That I questioned when I was critiquing the show. And I told you these things were going to happen. Here Angela Bassett, married to a black man, with two children, a male and a female children. She has a husband who suddenly decides he's gay. Now this is kind of spooky when you know that they already got a gay couple on the show with Henrietta, the fire lady, who had two women fighting over her or whatever relationship, white women and so forth, and she's black, bald head. Then you got the Asian man, Chimney, and he's never shown to be with any Asian people. So I will break down why I said I questioned this relationship. First of all, Peter Krause's character, Bobby, a fireman, he is responsible on the show for the death of over 140 people, including his wife, his white wife, that he tried to suppress the information from everybody, show that he's not honest, and a coward, and a punk. And he's an alcoholic. And their son, meaning the Peter Krause's character and the deceased mother's son, is also a fireman who's a sex pervert. This is how they wrote it up. I didn't write up anything. These are the ones they put on to be the heroes for it. You remember Peter Krause? He played the part of in 6 Feet Under. On there, they had a couple black guy go with one of the white morticians. Never can have black people in a straight monogamous relationship any longer, or with families. So it started with Peter Krause back on that show. On this show, I just saw, I don't know the characters that I just watched. They made a big production about the ship turning over in the water. You know, I spoke before about the Poseidon Adventure. That might have been where they got this idea from, because people just don't sit and think about the Poseidon Adventure. But I critiqued that. You remember? But they're saying that Althea, Angela Bassett's character, scared to go on the cruise because she sat with her mother and father and watched the Poseidon Adventure on television. Didn't say that she watched it at the movies. She watched it on television and got so scared that she never wanted to go on a cruise. I haven't heard that one in a long time. Sheesh. Angela Bassett been making the rounds for this show. And I'm going to tell you something that came about that's really, really important, that will really flip your taco. She's on ABC being interviewed by Good Morning America by George Stephanopoulos. And George asked her, he said, "Is it true that your husband, Courtney B. Vance, have never seen your show?" The show had been on 6 years. And her husband, who is they're one of the most beautiful power couple, black power couple in Hollywood. And he don't want to have anything to do with the show. You can't tell me that if he believed in the show and liked the show, that he would have watched the show by now. And Angela Bassett said, she looked like, "Why the hell are you asking me the question? Because we're supposed to be buddies. We're working together now." George asked her the right question. This is the type of question I said that these journalists need to start asking. He asked her the right question, and she couldn't answer it. As if you followed the show, when the show first came on, she refused to even mention the show when she was interviewed. She'd be interviewed, and I watched the interview just for that purpose, and she would not even bring up 911. What was it about it that she and Courtney disliked so much? I don't even think she puts her heart and soul into acting the part. Just like tonight, I think it was just a lackluster acting on her part. Peter Krause was a little better than hers. Hers was more facial expressions and rolling her eyes and that type of thing. The state of a black woman who was pissed. And so I watched the show. They really didn't show anything such as them getting on the ship, the typography for the ship, nothing like that. So I have no connection with the ship whatsoever. I just saw a dining room. They're in the dining room all of a sudden. They're dancing, whoopsie-doo. You don't put her with her apprehension trying to get up on the ship to, you know, it shows her sitting there talking to a psychiatrist. This woman has to talk to more psychiatrists about this white man. And then, you know, Mickey Rooney had to talk about all the wives he had. Sheesh. And the psychiatrist looked at her like she is really crazy. What are you scared about? What are you worried about? You'll be all right. Take your Dramamine and call me in the morning. Sheesh. Yes, indeed. But I watched that, and they brought a couple up, and the couple weren't supposed to look as good as, I'm going to be frank, they come up with overweight white couple, older couple. They didn't want them to be looking as cute and sexy as Althea and her husband, her white husband. So they're not competing for camera time. And find out, she said, well, I remember you. You were flashing up on a sign. I thought that you talked about flashing lights. Well, what we find out that she's talking about opening her coat and telling her husband, I want you to marry me, or whatever, and flashing her naked behind on the freeway. Well, Althea become judgmental all of a sudden. You are the one that would marry a white man, even though you're married already with children. You marry a white man who is an alcoholic, who is a murderer 140 times over, who is a liar and a coward, who have raised a son to be just like him, plus a pervert, that you want around your black daughter and around your black son, and sheesh. And you think that the black man can't be strong and be a strong father figure and a strong husband. Hell, let's make him gay. He still could let her know, I don't want this type of man around my children, and fight for his children, and you shouldn't want him around you. He welcomed to the family, to the bosom of the family. We got to do that so much on these TV programs. So when tonight I announced I was doing this program, you know, we talk about Bob Hart Apichola, Aboob Hart Apichola, immediately it popped up on my feed and Facebook where somebody mentioned me with this female star of Boob Hart Apichola. The show still ain't no good. They get ready to go off the air too. Canceled. I think they were kept on the air more to try to get at me, and I didn't care. It didn't hurt me one bit. Didn't take no nickel out of my pocket as a sponsor or nothing else that you put them on, because there was something else on to watch in the place of them. I just didn't watch you and support your sponsors. And I don't think many people do. Now, if you look at Bob Hart Apichola, you got Africa continent, you got the continent of North America. And they can't pull in 25 comments on social media. Two continents of people are hundreds of millions of people. I don't think you got that many fans, no matter how you think you do. So when you look at this film that just went off, I sat there and I said, when are they going to get to the capsizing of the ship so Althea can do her thing and become the hero, the 60-year-old hero? Henny, the fireman, is now Captain Henny. Chimney does not have an Asian girlfriend. He has a white woman. I think she's one of the dispatchers that he's trying to woo. And then our people wonder, when I say our people, all minorities, why we don't fare so well, just like we did at the Oscars. We're going to deal with that later on. You know, the guy that won the Oscar, the young man, black man, kissed his pappy on the head, on the forehead, just remind me of me. When he got up out the chair, and he got up on the stage, he told him, he said, first of all, I don't like how you're doing my people. Anyway. And he said, you do a movie and $200 million when you could do 20 movies. You do one. And you can deal with so many subject matter and hire more actors and writers and directors and makeup artists and wardrobe people and hairdressers and so forth. But you don't do that. You give the money all to one white person, to a Tom Cruise, or to a Ben Affleck, or to a Robert De Niro, or Leo DiCaprio. But you don't give the money to anybody in those communities who are called minority. So we're going to deal with that on another show. I watched that also. But made it quite clear that 9-1-1 is still a racist show, a bigot show. I watched the show tonight. I didn't see the daughter. I didn't see the black son, the black daughter. I didn't hear Althea say anything about her son or her daughter. Even on the phone, say, yes, I'm getting ready to get on the ship. I'm scared. I'll talk to you when I get back. Nothing. Like they don't exist. But here, all of a sudden, you got a white teenage boy that you replaced two black actors with. But you're not racist. I am calling you the wrong thing. I'm being a bad person. I'm being petty. Petty, my, you know what? You know what you were doing? The black actors know what you were doing. I've read some things coming from them. They knew they were on their way out. I told them from the beginning how to protect themselves so that they could have stayed in and didn't get kicked out, and you kept bringing in white actors. I keep seeing white actors there I didn't know about, I hadn't seen before. I hadn't seen one minority actor in it, but the same ones that started with it. Now, I don't think that actually Angela Bassett liked the show, just like her husband, Courtney Vance. Courtney Vance haven't seen the movie, the television production in 6 years. You ain't missed nothing, honey. And sheesh. Hang in there, hang strong. Don't watch it next week either, because you ain't going to miss nothing. Tonight's show wasn't worth nothing. Of course, they threw the sex in. I won't get into that. The people in the hot tub, that's the way the writers think on there. They got sex on the brain. Everything is sex. It's not like the first responder program of rescuing people. How many times do they have to rescue somebody stuck together, couple, you know? I think they've done that before. Whether it's in underwater or dry land, it's the same thing. Suction. So who gives a rat's behind? But that's the way you play us. And we play ourselves that way. So if she did the right thing when she was interviewed on Good Morning America and on The View, she would have said, well, it's a two-parter. We want you to enjoy yourself. The premiere on ABC will be a two-parter. She didn't do that. She said, well, I'm on the ship and I don't want to be on the ship. And that's it. Nothing about her daughter, nothing about her son, Whoopi Goldberg, Sonny Halston. None of them asked questions about the children. or the gay husband, black husband. They mean nothing to them. That's the way in real life they mean nothing to you. Just like I meant nothing to that police officer the other day rolling his eyes at me. I'm sitting up there cold, weak, trying to get home, but he want to show how tough he is. I'd give a damn about him being tough. If we had enough people, they would have, right now when I said that about them, got on the phone with the chief of police, got on the phone with the bus line and so forth, I'd be owning them. But I can't own nothing because I can't get an attorney here to take a case of a lawsuit. Because it's white folks not going to help me against white folks. They're like, they're trying to poison me in the hospital and kill me. I told you that before I went. I warned you that they was going to try to poison me or harm me. To be careful. And that's exactly what happened. But the good Lord brought me back. I'm back in almost in fighting weight again. My pants have fallen off me because it ain't eight in 5 or 6 weeks. Now I'm eating up everything I can get my hands on. I went to the store the other day and they said, oh, that's Larry said. Mr. Larry said, when Mr. Larry go to the store, he buys up the store. You know, I told you that before. I don't buy up the store, but I don't go and come back with one bag. These people can go out 2 or 3 times in the car, come back with a bag, a little plastic bag, every time they come back. Make a grocery list if you can't think in your head that you need butter, milk, bread, and eggs. And bacon if you eat pork. Or turkey. And sheesh. So this is the same condition that we have to work on when you talk about 911. And look up to see why. I try to look up Google and see, why did ABC buy this dying entity? And found out they really don't know. Well, I can tell you why. First of all, Angela Bassett. And black people, they think that they're going to have a lot. It's going to put more black fannies in the seat at ABC that was at that time period, 8 o'clock, which is not even the special time, 9 o'clock is. But at 8 o'clock, they'll put more black people watching the network and not Netflix, Hulu. And I think another thing is because of the interracial couples on there, I think there may be the young boy has a father and they talk about the mother is dead. They just showed a man outside of the bedroom, another one. Is that supposed to be the father's boyfriend or husband? How many gay couples do they have on there? And no black couples? Am I asking for too much? To give the black girl a black boyfriend who ain't a criminal, who is smart in school, who owns a car, who goes to work, that the son is the same way? Productive members of the community? And our poo butts? But this is what they give black people to see. Went on a strike last year, and I told you all you're going to do is put more money into the white man's pocket and none into the black man's pocket. That's what the brother was saying the other day. We have nothing. He said, I got my Oscar today, but who else needed to get an Oscar? You know, they just gave CAA, one of the largest talent agencies in the world, took on a black woman that's on the internet that's downed her black boyfriend. And I thought it was one episode. Somebody said, I've been reading, it said 50 episodes. How many episodes did you need, that it need to take for you to not play the fool? Say, fool me once. Or fool me twice. How many licks of a Tootsie Pop does it take to get to the center? Sheesh. How many times do you have to play the fool that you, You think I'm going to sit and watch you play a fool? I'm not that interested in your business or your man's business. I'm kidding, trying to get screwed myself. What I'm worrying about you? I'm trying to make a meaningful relationship myself. Why I'm going to worry about you 50 times? You got to be crazy. But this talent agency has signed her on. For what? What is her talent? Huh? Playing the fool? She saw her boyfriend coming out of Applebee's, maybe with another woman, and the other place that he took her with Popeyes. You know, I ain't got nothing to do with that. Keep me out of your business. It can't help me one way or the other to know that information, 50 times of it. But it said, what, 400 million people were watching it? They're watching you making a fool more than they think that you're talented. Now, this agency, I tell you what it takes to get on this agency, any of them. They usually will not listen to you unless you come with recommendation from three sources. Entertainment industry, such as entertainment lawyers, agents, actors, people that's already signed by them and so forth. They don't come looking for you, but they come looking for black women who have problem with their black men. Or just got out of jail. Or just stop hoeing. You get all the money. You get the contract. They'll come and they'll sign you up quicker than they'll sign up Michael Jackson. And sheesh. I've tried to contact them. Can't get through. All the things I've done that you have known since this program been on, I have accomplished. Every year I have something put in the dictionary. Have this woman? Will she ever? No. I guarantee you she could be show best in 50 years. She's not going to have anything put in the dictionary or the encyclopedia. Guarantee you that. Nobody wants to listen to what she's doing other than people who followed the Kardashians and made rich people out because somebody had oral sex or something. So they became billionaires. One white person paid another thinking, you're talented. That's their talent. The other talents they just learned along the way and put their names on them. Not because they're so intelligent. It's because people take opportunity. They say, well, hey, you got a name recognition. I want you to sell my salad dressing. Your face on my salad dressing. I want you to put your name on my brand of drawers. I want you to put your name on my brand of bras. Or BVDs, whatever. But this is the same thing they try to run us with Althea and Bobby. Bobby is on the cruise ship and he says, well, they got an AAA. So he goes up to them and says, my name is Bobby. And I'm an alcoholic. Oh, whoopee-doo. We all know, 6 years knowing that you on the sauce. I don't know if I mentioned it tonight, but one thing I saw when I watched the program some years back, he's just starting with her. He had her break into a place. Now, this is a police officer. Has she ever gone to them and told them that she was the one that broke into that place? Or did crimes against people that you can see her do, shoot people or hit people with different things and then say a smart remark like Spider-Man, you know, or Iron Man, some old smart remark behind it. A 60-year-old black woman It don't look pretty. She looks stupid, and I think she knows that. That's why she don't want to mention the show before. I don't know how long her contract is. I don't know if nobody else now don't want to hire her for anything else. She played the mother and queen of Wakanda, and they killed her off right away. Said that was a surprise to her. Shouldn't have been. They probably looked at the other body of work and said that this is not a strong black woman. All she says and does, she's not going to come in here after being on 911 with Bobby, the alcoholic who killed 140 people with a pervert son. Her gay husband left her and got two problematic children. That we're going to turn it over to them. No, we're not going to have a program like that. They stopped watching. So the show probably will be on for a year or so, year or two. You know, Bob Hart Apashola is going off the air this year. That's probably why they want me to come back on and give some opinion on it. I will. You don't have to worry about it. You ain't got to prompt me. I'll be there at the right time. But I'm not going to sit and watch Boob, who, to me, a black woman should never have wanted. When they looked at the guy, no less of hear his history and his background, and his family history and background, they say, oh, hell no, I'm gone the other way. I'm going to the bathroom. Get up, go to the bathroom, and don't come back to the table. But Apashola is married to him now. They're trying to make it, you see, oh, it's a beautiful love story. You can never sanctify bad marriages that began in an unsanctified way. When it started in a hellish way or started in a questionable way, it's probably going to end that way. Whether it's through divorce or death do you part, it ain't going to end pretty. Now, Althea, all through this, nothing but frowns. Never saw her smile. You can't possibly love this guy if you can't look him in the face and smile into his eyes and tell him how you really love him. She's, it's almost like the words is poison in her mouth. She don't want to say the words. They put it in her mouth to say. And she had, it's like the Three Stooges, you know, they kissing each other. They think they kissing a woman and open their eyes and kiss her, you know, Moe kissing Larry or something like that. And then they start spitting and wiping their mouth. Well, that's the way it is with Althea or Angela Bassett. She don't want to be there. But she's there. She's got to be there. So I don't know. They sold a program. And it's not like basketball or something like that. They don't ask the players, do you want to go to the next team? You go along with the program. So they got a program that dealing with controversial subjects that they are going to, I hope, have better writers with, such as interracial couple, the Peter Krause character, but all of his problems. I'd like to see it end this year. Don't go to more than 2 years, and it shouldn't go 2 years before it's going to be pulled also. How many shows can you run like that? Angela can't do anything else because she's got to be there to try to make the white folks look good. She don't look good. The white folks look good. Peter Krause looked good. His character, Bobby, looks good. His son looks good. The others look good that they brought on to take the parts of the white black people. The young white boy, I don't want to see somebody put out of a job, but I don't want to see the black kids put out of a job either. They want a paycheck. They got want to go to college. You know, they want a car. They want their first house. So they took this program and made this program. And you sold them down the river as I said you were going to do. I told everybody those kids are not going to be long for that program or the husband. And I think that the young man that was playing the husband, the black husband, have complained, but she didn't complain loud enough. Did you go to the union? Did you go to the press? Did you get an attorney? Actually, you talked enough to them and they didn't pay you no attention. Got rid of you that you meant nothing in the situation. Got rid of your children like they mean nothing to a black mother. This woman is supposed to be a first responder and interested in everybody that's downtrodden and in trouble. But she doesn't care about her own two children, flesh and blood. I keep talking about that because I know about mother, my mother. You know, I told you how my mother was, Pappy talked to her about cooking and stuff, and she cooked something that I like. And he said, that boy's a chef. You don't have to cook for him. Let me alone. Let me mind my own business. I know what I'm doing. And Daddy said that she'll fight a circular saw about her children. Well, you don't see that with Althea. Althea gives bad black women and black mothers a bad name. Sheesh. She won't fight a wet noodle for nobody over those white folks to get praised, to have them say, well, I love you. You had men, white men of that caliber come up to black women to say that, and the black women most of the time roll their eyes at them. Most of the time, if they stuck with them, they were going to be like a working girl. She takes his money and going about her business. She didn't want it around her or her children, around her house. He didn't know where she lived. She didn't bring him to her house for parties. Now, you're talking about a working girl, a hooker, a whore, a black whore, had more sense than this black policewoman that's now a sergeant or detective, that she got herself in all this deep doo-doo, and every show is depressing because she, oh, I got to do this, oh, I got to go with Bobby to the AA, oh, I got to go because my son, stepson, is in trouble with the law because they think that he looked in the girl's locker room through a hole that he said he didn't. But he just happened to found it. Duh. There's no defense even for herself, for her profession, for her telling this guy when he got her to break into those people's business and store to say, look, this is the last time. I don't want to see you again. You take it easy. Ain't that much love in the world. He been gone. But Althea was not never told that. Because the things she's told is written by white writers for her to say. Not by black women who would say he would be cussed out very quickly. So, folks, I guess I'm stuck to watch it next week. Next Thursday, I imagine. I don't know if it's, I'm not sure if they say it may come on Wednesdays now or what, but when it comes on, I'm going to be forced to have to sit and watch to see the Poseidon portion of the show. When the ship is flipped and she's doing her thing, because they showed that all summer long, and the preludes are saying, this is what's going to happen. She's on the ship, and the ship capsizes. The first portion, lackluster. Maybe the pickup, once the ship flips, and she's thrown into the sea. You know, like Martin Lawrence say on Bad Boys, it said it'd be two bitches in the sea. And sheesh. They keep on talking. Every time going across the bridge, he said, keep on, you don't know me. Maybe they pick up there and get more exciting. And I tell Brother Vance, nothing but love for you. Because to have a black man like Larry Lamas, he's the closest I've heard to come to Larry Lamas yet. Because ain't no way that my old lady I'll be watching it either. If she wanted to leave, but I'm still not watching that crap. 6 years that he haven't seen one episode. That's a man. That's a man that I'd be proud to marry my daughter, someone like that, or say that is my boss. I work for somebody like that in a minute, because he showed that he got some respect, he got some sense, he, you know, and he got that for himself, he got it for me also. He ain't gonna mistreat me. These other laugh in your face and tell you how they love and respect you, and the next, you're fired. I stay with him 50 years. Because I'm going to do him right, and he's going to do me right. Come in, do what I'm supposed to do, go home, and he's going to pay me. I don't know about their marriage. We know more about Bobby and Athelia's marriage than we do Angela and Courtney's marriage. But Angela Bassett just received an honorary Oscar because she don't play in anything worth being nominated for a real Oscar. 6 years, she didn't play in anything worth winning an Oscar, so they got to say, well, we're going to give you one simply for being here. A participation trophy. And she's proud of that. Maybe she can get an EGOT that way. They'll give her a Tony and all these others award, Emmys. And I don't think that she's won that many of those. Maybe she won an Emmy. I'm not sure. I know she didn't win it for 9-1-1. I never heard her nominated for the show. And by the way, why is she, I don't know, is she one of the executive directors now? Usually when an actor gets to the station of Angela Bassett, they're going to help produce their work. They don't just work for somebody. They're going to be executive producer or the producer, associate producer or something, but they're going to be there giving their two for, so she can get two Emmys. One for acting and one for directing, producing. Well, we're about ready to get up and get out of here. I enjoyed the show. We'll be back on Friday to do our thing. We're going to give you a good show tomorrow, the Lord willing. If not, we gave you one tonight. So be satisfied that he left us in good hands. Like I said, don't be a fool. Don't keep playing the fool like the woman played the fool 50 times. You know, if you see somebody don't want you or they're going to mistreat you, be gone the first time. I don't give you a second time. I don't give no, I'm sorry, I beg your pardon, I know I was wrong. You knew you were wrong in the first place. Ashish. I feel good to be back on the mic again. Not because people are hearing me, and I don't know how much people are hearing me. I've reached other milestones. I've just found out on my programming that I've reached milestones I didn't know that I had. We are going to continue to reach milestones and reach people. We reach hearts. We reach spirits. People listen to the House of Learned Oz. All over they talk about podcasting when they never said the word podcasting before. The union now taking in podcasters where they wouldn't before because I advocated for them. There's only one Larry Lamont. Aren't you glad it's not you? It's you. Yes, indeed. We're about getting ready to get up and get out of here. Not too much more I can say tonight, but we will be back next Thursday or whatever, this second portion of the premiere is done, unless they were fooling us and it's not going to be anymore. That's it, but they're stuck on the ship, so they got to come off somehow. Yes, indeed. We're going to have a good time. I'm going to get up and get me some victuals. I don't know. Get up and make me a sandwich. I done laid off that pop. I ain't had a soda in weeks. I drank me some juice now. Some other things like that. No soda. I got soda in there that probably stay in there for the rest of creation. I had no grandkids and visitors, nothing to come to drink it up. We're going to give you a show, I hope, that's could be uplifting tomorrow. This should have been an uplifting show, but it can't when the quality of the material is not worth it. It's just like when you cook. If your raw material is not worth a damn, if your herbs and spices are not there, I don't care what your name is in the kitchen, you ain't going to cook up a good dish. Ashish, and if you cook with dirty water especially, you ain't cooking up nothing worthwhile. Well, you know, I told you that Pappy used to say, Reverend Cook say, I don't care what you think about me, but I love you an awful lot. Sheesh.